My name is Mark DeSouvreau. This is my sculpture, Iroquois.
And my name's Lowell McKegney.
Lowell's like a brother, and we work together.
One of the beauties of Mark's work is that it's so hands-on. He starts these pieces with what we call the kind of central joint. Looks like a knot. It's got two jobs. It has to be aesthetic, and it's got to be structural.
I begin by doing a drawing.
They're sketches, almost like Chinese brush drawings.
From drawings on paper, I go into drawing on the steel. Then I cut the drawings, so I'm burning my best drawings. When I weld, the electrode itself is coming down to about a square centimeter, so it's very much like sewing. You have to control a puddle of liquid steel, and it is very beautiful. Also a certain kind of a freedom.
But when we're working with the cranes, then it's a little more intense. Everybody's got to pay attention. You don't want any mistakes.
I am able to be above them because of the equipment. They call it, the man lift is called a cherry picker. It takes you up 40, 60 feet. And I'm able to weld that high. I'm able to change the piece as it is being built.
You don't know the angles or how it's going to stand until you get it up and trim the legs. So it's always that kind of mystery and surprise of what the piece is going to look like. And we've had this, we've had fights about this for years where I say, just build a model. It'll be so much easier. And he can't stand it. He loves the impromptu nature of it. He likes the mystery of it. And what he loves to do, I think, really is stay out there late at night and play vibes in the studio when nobody's around. He can look down over the work that he's done that day and play music.
I think that in order to experience the piece, and I'm very much a believer that art is an experience, you have to walk in through the piece. You have to have it all the way around you. And at that moment, you can feel what that sculpture can do.
You know, when people say, what is it? It's a little like music where you feel it. You don't describe it.
Beautiful. Exactly. It's more like music. The only message that there is in my sculpture is what you feel.